Blog Talk Radio.
Here, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of thousands. Some of the simplest things that we do in moving forward can be the most difficult when we are rushed and don't have proper time. It makes our simple things very difficult. But anyway, this is the reason why we have people like myself and others around the temple to help where help is needed. I've been myself busy for the past few days babbling non-righteous conversations. Because why would you say I would do that? First of all, you get people out there, a lot of people, not just some, even including some preachers, that are talking against the word of Yahweh. Even some people telling me, oh, Mr. Tibbs, why are you so interested in the Bible? Don't you know that this is just different men's personal opinions? Well, truthfully, when I heard that, it stumbled me. But after gathering myself together, you know, I made a reply on that. I says, you know, it's not men's personal opinions. It's divine intervention, such as what Moses had to even write about books, even to include his death before he died. I said, but those of us who don't believe that try to come up another way, this is what the Antichrist puts in your mind. Come up another way. Believe that there's no Yahweh the Son. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 5, verse 4 says, and Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. 5, for many shall come in my name, say, I am Yahweh the Son, and shall deceive many. We're seeing it right now, as it tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. 3 says, and every spirit that confessed that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Whereof you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world. And boy, I'll tell you, it is in the world, all right. Everywhere you turn around. So this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, deception, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Having many asked us, how can you guys get this much information out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahweh, your health and foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days, even much more. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. And now you have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, the tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. Now, the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address on any search engine, intertribeyahdah.com. And after you click enter, just under the big lion, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu, but after clicking that, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. You know, as a reminder, there was a man of wisdom that asked me, says, Elder Mr. Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offering, and alms mean? I replied, yes, of course, I can explain that. But after I explained it, being versed in the scripture, he says, let me give you some verses. I says, okay, look in the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. And I said, okay. And I three read, there can be no good come to him, her, that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. I said, that's pretty good. He said, well, let me give you one more. In the book of Matthew, look up chapter 6 and verses 1 to 4. And tell me what that says. Verse 1 says, take heed that you do no alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is heaven. 2, therefore, when thou doest alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues or churches and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. 3, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth. 4, that alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Okay, I said, I learned quite a bit from that. And thank you for that. So this is one of the things that we keep in mind. We have to remember that Jacquois always loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. Once again, that's mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. Just to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live, and information that we very well need. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also, while there, take a look at our calendar to help keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. To get there, just enter three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into a live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Well, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other phone number is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahweh's ministries. So when you call this number and saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You absolutely will not receive a response. Remember what it says in the book of Sherat, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. You remember the example I gave a few days ago? Look at 6 cooks trying to make one cake. When they finish, I don't know what they have created. Also, by calling that same number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and a correct address, and you will receive the 12 programs promptly. On another note, please do not contact us here by email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So this is why we ask you to please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And you'll find if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call that number trying to teach. You will not receive anything. Also, when any temple member, you find yourself doing group scripture text, remember, it's been told that it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act, and answers given with a verbal precept. This all keeps us in tune, as the seer says. Remember, we are the children of Yahweh. Knowing what that means, we are the blessed peacemakers that are said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any particular day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, when everything's working fine, you will find Yahweh's story will continue on Pal Talk. We will be listed on Pal Talk under ethnic group, African American. Once again, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll take no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But once again, remember, when you're given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear. This is very important. And slow to speak. So the words of Yahuwah will always flow smoothly. Remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah, not confusion, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants of the saints." So we have to keep the scriptures in mind. We don't want to try to win a bump the gums contest when we're learning. Why? Because you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 26. And when you read this, 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back unto your remembrance, what I have said unto you." So we can start that process. Let's keep your Bibles open. We'll turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
All right, Elder, hallelujah on that. Like I said again, it's so much information, and it's got to be dealt with, no doubt about it. And this ministry got a job to do, and we have to deal with it on all angles, no doubt about it. All right, good enough. Enough said on that. I'm over here punching button. I was trying to get something I was dealing with a little while ago. I'll tell you what, I have it right, for. I ain't going to say nothing about it until Wednesday. And I have it going on. I have it. Because every now and then I have to zero in on things myself and turn back the hands of time on some things if I have to do it. But like I said, again, I can't overload this circuit. There's too much got to be done. And that's why brothers and sisters got to step up all those known world once they hear the message. They got to hear something first, step up. That's just the bottom line. Matter of fact, we might touch on some of that. But let's go see who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode part number 120. We'll look around and see who all going to be on stage for tonight's episode part number 120. All right, we see the young lions ready to go, cranked up. Brother Makai Israel, Travel Yardot, Judah, up and coming young lion teacher. Brother
Micaiah,
Yahuwah be with you,
I see you right here. Yahuwah bless you. Seer Israel, of Seer. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Micaiah Israel. Let me see who else going to be on the next episode. We know another young lion coming up shortly. But Mother E, will you be attending take number 120 on the next episode, Mother E? Y'all
probably beat
you that
seat,
right?
That's Mother E. Early.
All right.
I talked to Mother E. Early. She told me to let you know, sis. She's going to be about 15 minutes from now. She should be
all
ready
right,
to go.
So let me know when Mother E and Mother Z is. We're going to have Mother Z come back in somewhere later on and address this national audience of baseball and what's coming up on Thursday night. So, remember, Thursday night is a great big old feast day. You wear your white garments.
Hallelujah, bro.
Well, this is the elder, Brother Micaiah. You know, the CIA did tell us that he was over there pushing buttons, trying to get things working all right. So he might still be in the button-pushing process, or maybe the WCC has manipulated his mic once again. But anyway, we'll be standing by.
Okay.
All right. Tell me something. Am I being hurt? Brother Makai, Yahuwah beat you, Brother Makai.
Yahuwah bless you. Fear Israel, T. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, I'm being heard. Look at the message WCC said. We have a nuclear microphone yet, Seer. You preacher, Tom. Brother Titus. What I'm trying to reach is Brother Titus. Brother Titus, Yahuwah beat you, that see, right?
Yahuwah bless you. See Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Did you step away there, Brother Titus?
No, I never did. I was, my mic is good to go.
Oh, hallelujah. I know I heard the elder, but like I said, yeah, I'm over here pressing buttons, but I'm on the right track, but that's what I like, elder. I'm on the right track, elder. So, and what I'm doing is something totally different. So, but we'll get back up on that a little bit later. So, I look at these memos I got, you know, that I came in. So I don't know how to get this, but I know when to get at it. Brother, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say? What can we read out of Luke 12? Come on.
Book of Luke.
Brother Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
The book of Luke.
Did we get a delay or something? Yeah.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's true. That's real true. The righteous spirit will teach you the very same hour. But there's some things that we need to know about the righteous spirit. And let's see what could we find out about the righteous spirit there, Brother Titus. Brother Titus, what do it say in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 2? What do Deuteronomy 23, verse 2 say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23. Verse 2 reads, "And bastards shall not enter to the congregation of Yahuwah, even to this generation, shall he not enter to the congregation of Yahuwah."
He says, a bastard. He said, a bastard have no part in the congregation of Yahuwah. A bastard do not have no part. That's what he say. Let's identify. In this case, what bastard are you talking about that he's saying that's supposed to have no part in the congregation of the children of Israel up to the 10th generation? Let's even identify what bastard he's talking about in this case. Keep reading.
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 3 reads, "An Ammonite or a Moabite should not enter to the congregation of Yahuwah, even to their 10th generation. Today, not into the congregation of Yahuwah forever."
So he's saying the Chinese and the Japanese ain't got no business in the congregation of Yahuwah. And sometimes you wonder why you look around in your congregation and you never see them in where you at. Because they know something, but they not tell you. They know that Yahuwah do not welcome them into a congregation, period. And that's the reason why right now, see, we've been blind on over information. information is what has been a wrong detour for the children of Israel. Did you know the Japanese or the Chinese do not supposed to be in the congregation of Yahuwah forever? You didn't know that. I'm gonna know what that is today. Japanese and Chinese. Mm-hmm. Now look at you on the way you learn something. So now you make a note of that, and then you wonder why they will never buy nothing from you, but they always got something for you to buy from them. They'll never patronize anything with you, and they never come in none of your meetings. Then you wonder why. Now you know why. But they know this. But if they tell you this, then they have to tell you who you really are. And once it gets out who you really are, then we can show you the next move. So you see, that's one point. Now let's find out something else on the way of finding out something. Let's run to Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 6 there, Brother Titus. We're going to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 6. Let's find out who else. Who else? See, the Bible tells a story. And until somebody teach you the Bible, you always going to be trying to be mystifying, trying to figure out what's going on, why is this like that, until you finally taught the Bible. And Zechariah 9, verse 6 says what?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 6 reads, "And a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines."
Mm-hmm. A bastard in Ashdod, that's called modern-day Tel Aviv, the land of Israel. You see, a bastard going to be running that. By the time you wake up, a bastard going to be running that. You see that theory? So right now, when you look on the land of Israel, whatever part you want to call Jerusalem, was by a point of Stiet, below sea level, 36 acres of granite rock. You know, they had to import trees in and everything. He said, Bastard are going to be running that until you wake up. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 6 to 8, Brother Titus. They're going to, so now the bastards he's talking about there is the Arabs and the one you call Absalom and Lincoln today, they over there as second fiddle, and Esau and his five sons. So now look what you learned on the way up into something. That means the one you call white man and white woman today, the one you call the Arab, Japanese and Chinese, y'all come all the bastards. And these the ones you get. So you see what you find out, I want to find out something. I mean, just reading your Bible. He'll give you the right spirit, and Yahweh is not going to intervene until you understand these things. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 6 to 8.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 6 reads, "For whom Yahweh loveth, he chastised and scourged every son and daughter whom he received." Verse 7. "If you endure chastening, Yahweh deal with you with sons and daughters. But what son and daughter is he whom the father chastised and not?" Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
"But if you be without chastising, well, are all partakers, then you are bastards and not sons."
All right, so if you be without chastising, that means you cannot stand correction. When correction comes, that's where you draw the line and say, when it comes down, you can't correct me. You can't correct me. So that makes you a bastard when you cannot stand correction. When it's time to be corrected, then you cannot stand correction. That's a sign of a bastard that cannot stand correction. So now, but he says, "Who Yahweh loveth, he chastens." Now, now we on open up another scenario here. Who do Yahweh love? Let's go to the book of a chapter, Proverbs there. He said, who Yahweh loves, he do these things with. We go on to the book of Proverbs and see who can we read that he loves. Let's see what it says in 8 verse 17 of Proverbs about who he loves. What is it saying we can read?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 17 reads, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
So, condition in his love. You say, yeah, I love. Is I love the one that seeks me. Seek me what kind of way? And 1 John chapter 5, verse number 3 of Brother Titus. He said, I love them that love me. So how do you gain the love of the Son and the Father? How do you gain it that we can read? I love them that love me. Let's see how you can get it that we can read in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 3.
1 John chapter 5, verse 3 reads, for this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
So the love of Yahweh is keeping the first five books. That's what I mean by the commandments. So he said, I love them to keep the first five books called Water of Life. So guess what? If you want the love of him, examine yourself. Are you keeping the first five books? That means the feast day is coming a couple nights, Thursday night, called a feast week, where the white garments is ready to go. And thus says Yahweh on the feast week, the end gathering. He's out of the love of me. And those that keep what I got written, that's to let me know that you love me. All right, good enough. So that's who he loves, the one that loves him. But we didn't put a name on people he loves. And his love is not the love that we read in John 3:16. But if you read that, John 3:16, and you ignore the love of Yahweh in 1 Kings there, Brother Titus. You ignore this love when he talks straight up about his love. Let's see what he says that we can read in 1 Kings 10, verse number 8. Let's see what we can read there, young lion. 1 Kings 10, verse 8 and 9. Let's see if we read a little bit.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 10, verse 8 through 9. 1 Kings, chapter 10, verse 8 reads, happy are your man, happy are these, your servants, which stand continually before you, and that hear your wisdom. Verse 9 reads, blessed be Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delighted in you, that set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh love Israel forever. Therefore may he, the king, to do judgment and justice.
So he do love. He loves. He loves the children of Israel forever. So he do have a special love. Like you got a special suit that you like to wear every now and then, right? So he, you know. So he got a love too, like a good old pair of shoes. He said, well, I love wearing these shoes right here. So them the one I'm going to wear because I love wearing these shoes right here. So we found out that Yahweh have a love for what people call Israel. And that would never be told in nobody's establishment. Who he loves. And let me get a second witness on that love there, Brother Titus. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 9, and we will look at what that love and happiness is all about in the 9th chapter, verse 7 and verse 8. Look at it in 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 7 and 8. What does it say there, young lion, Brother Titus? Come on.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 9, verse 7, verse 8. 2 Chronicles, chapter 9, verse 7. Happy are your man, and happy are these your servants, which stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Verse 8 reads, blessed be Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which delighted in you to set you on his throne, to be king for Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, because Yahuwah loves Israel, to establish them forever. Therefore made he, you king over them to do judgment and judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so blessed. So Yahuwah loves men. Happy are thy men. Men. And happy are thy men. And happy are thy servants. Mm-hmm. That's good. So that's real nice. All right. So we find out that Yahuwah, he got a great love for people called Israel, but they don't know who they are, but they will be. So six of them known accounts going to bring out some things that need to be brought out. But what now we're going to see, we bring in Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp One. And let's see if Mother E can be on stage for the nice episode. We find Mother E by saying, Mother E, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Yahuwah be with you, Mother E. Will you be
tuning
in for tape number 120? Huh? Say it again there, Mother E.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Mother E. And that's a great thing. Mother Z will be to give us our address to the national audience about Thursday, so she'll be on shortly later. But one thing we got to be clear, Mother, about Yahuwah's servants, if we do right. And Mother E, what about Yahuwah's servants? Because things going to get tightened up everywhere, but Yahuwah is he's saying some things that we need to know. And what we need to know. Let's see what we need to know, what we can read in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. I'm going to be looking for something along the way of finding something. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28, Mother E, and we'll look at verse number 1. There's something in there I need to precept, but I got to hear it first. Let's see what we can read in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to observe and to do all his Torah instructions, the first 5 book of Moses, which I command thee this day, that the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Uh-huh. But Mother E, that don't happen unless we do what in that verse 1? What do we got to do? What's so important about verse 1 that has to be emphasized? But what you just got through reading, what do we got to do according to verse 1 to get on to be on the right track? Bring it out. Come on.
To observe. Oh, you want me to read it over again?
Okay. No, I want you to look in that verse and tell me what we got to do. What's the most important statement in there? Brother Micaiah, bring out the most important statement in that verse right there that we got to do in verse 28.
Yes,
verse
1.
Brother Micaiah, bring out what what's so important about 28:1 that we have to emphasize in verse 1 that we need to know? What you
okay,
got there, guys?
Just to hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to observe.
Stop right there.
Do.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Right there. To listen to his voice. That's the most important thing that we have to do in 28 verse 1 is listen to the voice of Yahuwah. That's what we got to do.
Yahuwah.
We gotta, but now we got to find out, Mother Eve, where is his voice at? We're going to Psalm 119, 142. So now where is his voice at, Mother Eve? So the most important thing about 28 verse 1 is listening to the voice of Yahuwah. And now where is his voice at that we can read by going to 119 verse 72, Mother DF, I mean Mother E. Tell me about what can we read in 119 verse 72.
Okay, Psalm chapter 119, verse 72 reads, the Torah instruction of the mouth is the Torah instruction of the mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver.
Yeah. So the voice he's trying to his mouth that's written these pages of this Bible. So that's where we hear the voice of Yahuwah through the reading of his word. You hearing the voice of Yahuwah through the reading of the word. So there go his mouth, right there, 119. So he says, now read verse 15, back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, Mother E. Let's read verse 15 about, so his mouth is when you open up this book and you let the Bible tell his story from his mouth in this Bible. That's what it says in verse 15. Now this is what it says in verse 15.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. Verse 15, but it shall come to pass that thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to observe to do all his Torah instruction and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
If we don't do what, Mother? If we don't do what, Mother? How, what's written in 15, if we don't do what, all these curses going to come up on us if we don't do what, according to verse 15?
But if there come to pass, if us will not hearken unto the voice of the Yahuwah.
Hmm. Oh, his voice is the Bible. See, right. So if you're not setting up yourself through the Bible is Yahuwah's voice. That's how you know what Yahuwah wants to be done, by you listening to his voice through the pages of his book. Let's go to Acts 13:27, Mother E. We're going 13:27. Now we're going to find out a little bit more about his voice. Find a little bit more about his voice there, Mother. Mother E, let's find a little bit more about his voice in Acts 13, verse 27.
Okay. Look at Acts.
Acts 13, verse 27. Yes, ma'am.
Look at Acts, chapter 13. Verse 27, for they that dwell at thy Judah and thy ruler, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seer which are read every Sabbath day. They have
Stop right there. So now, what voice you supposed to listen to every Sabbath according to Scripture is a voice that you supposed to listen to every Sabbath that we can read, Mother E. Let's look at that verse 27 real carefully. Now, Yahweh's word, that's his voice. Then somebody's supposed to pick up his word, which is voice, the lead role that we can read in 13:27. You're on the clock there, Mother E. Bring it out. Come on.
Okay. Because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seer.
Which is what?
The seer.
Which is read every Sabbath day.
Okay.
The voice of the seer is read every Sabbath day. That's the voice you're supposed to hear and obey. The voice of the seer that is read every Sabbath day. Let's get one more in there, Mother. Let's go to and see what we're supposed to do behind that in Psalm 68, verse 11. Let's see exactly what we're supposed to do in Psalm 68, verse 11 behind that. Psalm 68, verse 11.
Okay. Psalm 68. Book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse 11. Yahweh gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
You see that? Great as the one that published his word. See, it's all we got to do, Mother E, publish his word. That's all we got to do. And it starts by the seer passing it down to the elders. So our responsibility is to understand all the things. And once he told you plainly, you're supposed to hear the voice of the seer every Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sabbath, you're supposed to hear the voice of the seer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he just said. Every Sabbath. We know we can hear the voice of the seers coming out of the sixth anointing count every Sabbath. All right, let's go back to the stage for now. Mother D up Israel. I'm going to bring Mother D up Israel and see if she up. Ready to harden that microphone a little bit, because like I said again, see, we know our mission, we know what we got to do, and those that get in where they fit in at going to have no problem of doing what's supposed to be done. Read one verse of Brother Titus in 17, verse 10, Luke, Brother Titus, read me one verse real quick before I bring Mother in.
I'm going to the book of Luke, chapter 17. Book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 10 reads, "So likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do."
So you're supposed to always look at yourself as an unprofitable servant. Not want a pat on the back, because the more you do for Yahweh, the more he put the eyeball on you, exactly where he put the eyeball on Joshua when he hung around Moses, and when it was time for Moses to make his transition, he told Moses before he shed his eyes down, he said, "Moses, tell you something. You see old Joshua over there? He said, go give him a double portion of what you own, because he's ready to take it from there. Because I'm getting ready to lay you down." So that's what it's all about, Leroy. Your reward is Yahweh. If you understand your reward is Yahweh's blessing you at the time of your need, and that's a great thing. But we always look for material blessings in the world. That's temporarily. You got to understand something. We got to get some Yahweh blessings. And Yahweh watched you through your action on how you deal with him and his service and his temple and order. So Mother D. F. Israel coming to stage for tonight's episode, part number 120. So when you meet the Mother out of Camp 1, Mother D. F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, Yahweh beat you there, Steve Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother D.F. Israel. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, now we own something, and I can tell something's going to come out of this night. Bless. I'm clear that something's going to come out of this, because we're working on something in grand style, and we're going to bring it out. So, in the book of Romans there, Mother D. up Israel, can you tell me what we can read out of Romans chapter 8, verse 18 down to verse 23? I want to know what is you trying to tell us that we can read out of Romans chapter 8, verse 18 down to verse 23? You're on the clock, Mother D. up Israel. Come on.
Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 23. Verse 18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the Son of Yahweh. Verse 20.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Verse 19. Read verse 19 again, a Mother D up Israel.
Romans chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of of the Son of Yahweh.
Oh, yeah? Hold that for a minute. Let's deal with this. Let's deal with this for a minute. Let's deal with this right here. He's saying somebody's waiting. The creature is waiting. Well, what this creature have did that we can read, Brother Micaiah? In Romans 1:18, let's read a little bit. What have this creature did, this creature? What have this creature did that we can read by looking at 1:18 of the book of Romans? See, we're going to see. The precepts will come if you stay in growing with the word of Yahweh. Now, the key word is this creature is waiting. Why is this creature waiting? Let's run to 1:18. Let's talk about this creature that we can read in Romans 1:18. Brother Micaiah Israel, you're on the clock. Come on. Let's read a little bit.
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18. Verse 18, read. For the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unyahweliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19. Because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them. For Yahweh has showed it unto them. Verse 20. For the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power in Yahweh, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21. Because that when they knew Yahweh, they honored him not as Yahweh, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish mind was darkened. 22. Mm-hmm. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. 23. Mm-hmm. It changed the honor of the uncorruptible Yahweh into an image made like to corruptible men, into birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. 24. Mm-hmm. Wherefore Yahweh also gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their own mind, who dishonored their own body between themselves. Mm-hmm. Verse 25, who changed the truth of Yahuwah into a lie and worshiped mm-hmm. and served the creature more than the mm-hmm. creator, who is mm-hmm. blessed forever. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So this creature, he want to serve the who? He want to serve who more? So who want to serve who more? Brother Micaiah, who want to do what in verse 25?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who changed the truth of Yahuwah into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator?
Ain't that something? You mean somebody will serve the creature more than the creator? See, well, everybody's going to be on the clock one day, and you have to make a decision. Are you going to serve the creature more than the creator? Because Yahuwah made a profound statement, Brother Micaiah. He made a profound statement over there in Luke and in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and 8. He did what he said in the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8, that we can read. What did he say? 24, 1 and 8.
Going to the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verses 1 and 8. Verse 1 reads, and Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 8, every Sabbath he shall set it in order before Yahuwah continues, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Yeah. So you hear that? So one thing can mess you up when a creature show you to remove Yahuwah's word, and then a creature will tell you to ignore the creator. Then you become a whole world of trouble. That's all I'm telling you. Mm. Being a whole world of trouble when you ignore what you just got through reading, showing you that the creature will tell you, why don't you serve creature more than the creator? Because he just said, how many Sabbaths you sit in order before him?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 6. Every Sabbath.
Say it again, that mother. Hold on, Brother Micaiah. But Brother D.F. Israel want a cliche on that. So bring it out, mother. We hear you over there. Now, tomorrow we just bring it on out now. What's going on, mother?
Every Sabbath. Not some Sabbath.
What shall you do every Sabbath? According to that verse.
You honor Yahuwah. Every Sabbath.
Now, what do that verse say you do in verse 8? What do Leviticus 24, verse 8 say? And we heard you in the background loud and plain, and over 400,000 heard you too. So you might as well go on hammer home verse 8. Grand style and expound on it. Leviticus 24, verse 8, Mother D.F. Might well read it and expound on it. Come on.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8. Every Sabbath ye shall set it in order before Yahuwah continuously, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Now go ahead and break that down for this national audience, Mother D.F. Israel. What that means?
Every Sabbath. You keep every Sabbath, not some Sabbath, but every Sabbath.
Excellent. Let's go to, please ask it, Brother Micaiah 12, verse 1. Let's go to the regular book of 12, verse 1. Look what he going to say to this, we find out this creature is talking about the human race, the human being. What do you say we can read in 12? Let's read what's in 12, chapter 6. Let's see what we can read in 12.
Well, it's in the book of Ecclesiastes, picking up at chapter 12, on the verse 1.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw now, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling you, he's looking at now. He said, you better remember your Creator more than the creature, not the John Jay. Because soon later, Mother Dear of Israel, you're going to come face to face to understand this in Second Corinthians 5:17. See, sooner or later, we got to recognize what's written that we can read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Mother, D.F., Israel. Come on.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
You see that? So that means things that used to get you all riled up, it don't happen no more. Because you know you're a creature, and you're dealing with creatures, and no creature is supposed to oversee the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
That's big talk with them. Come on back there, Mother Deep Israel, back into Romans chapter 8. See, we own something, and we got to understand one thing. We all going to be tested. And we read earlier about if you endure chastising, then you sons and daughters. To understand something that he got written.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can read, Mother D.F. Israel. Mm-hmm. Finish reading where you at. And that's Romans. You're back on the clock. And Brother Titus have me. The 8th chapter, verse 31 through 39, waiting on me in the book of Romans. Had that waiting on me. Come on.
Romans chapter 8, verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of Yahweh. Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now. Verse 23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
Mm-hmm. So the people, the children of Yahweh is waiting for the what again, Mother D.F.? What are they waiting on?
In verse 21.
Yeah, what is they waiting on?
Okay. Romans 8:21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of Yahweh.
But they waiting on something. We read a verse that they waiting on something. Brother Titus, Brother Kai, what is they waiting on? Is in there, word in there that they are.
23.
Yeah, what is they waiting on? Yes.
In verse
23. What are they waiting on?
Romans 8:23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to which the...
Hold on, mother. Hold on right there. So what are we waiting on? That's what we waiting on. Thank you, mother. But you said it like...
I ain't know what she said.
I got to have an answer. We waiting on the adoption. That's what we waiting on. And the people that's waiting on this adoption, hold that point that you got, Titus. Brother Makai, let's see if I can find out who are these people that's waiting on this adoption tonight. In the ninth chapter of Romans, let's read down. Let's pick it at 1:1, 9:1, and find out what is the name of these peoples that's waiting on this word called adoption that we can read. See, the key word we're looking for are people waiting on the adoption. Now we got to find out what people are you talking about that we can read by going to Romans chapter 9 and picking up verse 1. We'll read down to the time to worry about adoption, and then we should be clear on what people that Paul is writing on, and they are waiting for this adoption. What's their name? 9:1, bring it. Come on.
The book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, I say the truth in Yahweh the Son, I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the righteous spirit. Verse 2, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my mind. Verse 3, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahweh the Son, for my brother, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Verse 4, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the honor and the covenant and the giving of the Torah instruction and the service of Yahweh and the promise.
Stop it there.
Verse 5.
Stop it there. So all I want to hear, the last words you hear that you read is adoption. So back up and see who got this adoption. And when you get that word adoption, that's the end of a conversation. Because we say the people that's waiting for this adoption, he didn't put a name on it, but we just put a name on it. And what we want to stop on the word called adoption, but back up and get me a name and who waiting on this adoption that we can read. Brother Makai, come on back with it again. Come on.
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 1 to 4. Verse 1 reads.
No, hold on. Hold on. Hold on there, Brother Micaiah. We done already did all that good reading already. We don't need no repeat on that. We want you to pick it up around about verse number 3. Then when you get to my word adoption, that's the end of it. Pick it up about this adoption. Matter of fact, you might as well just get on down to... Yes, read verse 3 for Paul talking, but when you get to my adoption, that's the end of this conversation. I won't know who he's talking to by picking up at verse 3.
Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3 reads, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahweh the Son, for my brother, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Verse 4. Who are Israelites, to whom pertains the adoption.
Oh, so the ones he's talking about that is groaning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh, the children of Yahweh, is the who? The children of Israel. Now you see how important you are, children of Israel, when you just read some of these books. The adoption comes to you first. It's up to you to, to take hold to this. Now, mother, let's run to St. John chapter 1, verse number 9. Come back to you, brother Titus. Because we own something. So understand one thing. See, this is the message got to be told, that the one that's waiting for this adoption to get the first seat in the driver's seat is the people of the book, the children of Israel, the children of the covenant. See, this got to be understood plainly out of the six anointed camps, that the one waiting for the adoption is the children of Israel. They waiting to come back to once upon a time ago. Mother Eve, what can we read out of 1 verse 9? And let's read a little bit. St. John 1, 9, let's read what he got written. We'll read till we get our point. 1 verse 9, bring it.
St. John chapter 1, verse 9. That was the true light, which lighted every man that comes into the world. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world know him not. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believe on his name.
Ain't that something? Read that, mother. Now, he made it plain now. Because like we on this network, we know he ain't but 400,000, but it should be 400 million on here. Plus, as many as believe this, that you are the people that he's talking about, old nations, not desires. You are the one he's talking about, old children of Israel. You will be waiting on the adoption for you to come back into yourself that you have soundly walked away from. So as many as do receive this message, you will have power that believes on the name. And what the name going to give us, mother, that we can read in St. John 20:31? What will his name give us if we believe on his name? So what can we read, what we got coming in St. John chapter 20, verse 31? What we got coming that we can read?
St. John chapter 20, verse 31. St. John chapter 20, verse 31. Okay. But these are written that ye might believe that Yahweh the Son is the Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing he might have life through his name.
Wow. So you ain't getting nowhere unless you know the what, mother. So you're not getting nowhere unless you know the what, mother E.
The name,
mother E. The name. They got to know the name. They got to know the name. So you got to understand something. In our teaching, we must get him the name because, listen, you're not getting nowhere unless you know his name. Say you ain't got nothing coming unless you know the name. So keep that in your mind. So one thing about it, before it's all said and done, in our teaching, especially street teaching, they got to be clear. You're not getting nowhere unless you know the name. Now, Brother Titus, in the eighth chapter, you might well read verse 1 to get warmed up and skip down to 31 through 39. Let's see what he tells you that how you got to be on guard about this. In Romans 8, verse 1, then skip down to 31 through 39. What can we read there? Brother Titus, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, 31 through 39. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 reads, Therein, therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 31 reads, what should we then say to us? What should we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32, he said, Spirit not. He said, Spirit not his own son, but deliver him up for us all. How should he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33, who should lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. 34 reads, who is he that condemns? It is Yahweh the Son that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who is also making an intercession for us. 35 reads, who should separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Should tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? 36 reads, as it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 38 reads, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor ministering spirits, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Mm-hmm. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature should be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Read verse 39 again now.
Romans chapter 8, verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature should be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So no creature is supposed to separate you from the love of Yahweh. You see that? Don't let no creature separate you from the love of Yahweh. And in 2 John 1, verse 6, what is the love of Yahweh, Brother Titus? Can you help this old master on this out? Don't let no creature separate you from the love of some Yahweh. Don't let a creature do that to you. A creature separate you from the love of Yahweh? No. Don't let no creature do that. What you reading there, Brother Titus?
2 John chapter 1, verse 6. 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. For this is love, that we walk after his Torah instruction. This is the Torah instruction that, as you have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it.
So, he don't want you to let a creature separate you from the love of Yahweh and a... But Titus, what is the love of Yahweh that we can read out of that verse?
The love of Yahweh is walking after his Torah.
Oh, okay. So that's the love of Yahweh. So don't let no creature separate you from the love of Yahweh. And the definition of Yahweh's love is what?
After his Torah instruction. Walking after his Torah instruction.
Well, give me a precept on that. Give me a precept in St. John 14. Give me a precept on that, Brother Titus. Give me St. John chapter 14, verse 15, 21, and 24. How about give us a precept on what you just said in St. John 14, verse 15, 21 and 24. Help me out there, but Titus, come on.
All right, the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15, 21, and 24. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instruction. Verse 21. He that have my Torah instructions and keep it there, he it is that love me. And he that love me should be loved for my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 24. He that love me not, keep it not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
So in Romans 1:25, can you sum that up? How about sum that up in Romans 1:25? Why don't you sum that up, Brother Titus? Sum it up by reading Romans chapter 1:25. Let me hear you sum this up in some good reading. Come on.
The book of Romans. Chapter 1, verse 2 and 25. Romans chapter 1, verse 2. Which he has promised afore by his seed and the righteous scripture. Verse 25, read. Who changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So, don't serve the creature more than the creator. You're going to lose. I understand that, see, Ray. Never serve the creature more than the creator. So you're going to lose. You might not lose today because Moses made a profound statement, Brother Titus. He said something that we need to read that he said. He said something that we can read. He said something that we need to read that Moses said. See, remember the creature got a temporary timeline on the creature. It's called temporary timeline. So don't make a decision on the creature more than the creator. Because we can read Moses was on the clock on the same thing. Let's see what Moses said when he was on the clock in the 11th chapter, Brother Titus, the book of Hebrews, chapter 24-25. See, one thing about it, Yahweh, he always leaves you example that everybody in this book of serving of Yahweh, you're going to be tried. And you have to pass the test. Let's see what kind of trial Moses had on him in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. What did he say there, Brother Titus?
Okay, Hebrews chapter 11. Go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season.
Mm-hmm. What 25 say, Brother Titus?
Are you going to read it again? Hebrews. Chapter 11, verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
What happened to verse 24 there, Brother Titus? Because he was on the clock in verse 24. And Hebrews 24. Well, hold on there. Hold on, young man. Let the old seer get his thoughts out before you just dive in on it. In the 11th chapter, see, everybody going to be on the clock to make a decision. Now, Moses was the next ruler in Egypt. So he was on the clock to have to figure out one thing. Is I'm going to take this pleasure for a season? Because Moses was going to be put in a high position. Let's see how high position he will be put in verse 24.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Ain't that something? He refused to take the Pharaoh's daughter's name by being Egyptian, by, you know, all that old stuff. So he was on the clock to make a decision. Now, I could be the next king of Egypt, but guess how long that was going to last in the next verse 25?
Verse 25.
Work with me, Titan. Yeah, work with me a little
verse
bit.
25.
Verse 25.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yahuwah than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season.
Ain't that something? He says, I'm not going to choose me, get me one piece of pleasure, knowing that I'm sinning against my maker.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no creature going to put me in that position to supersede the word of Yahuwah. Creature can't do it. Nope. Everybody going to be on the clock. Moses was on the clock. Moses was the next king over Egypt. He said, no, I care what I do. Let me see what he said. Let me see what Brother Makai, let me see what he said. What did Moses say? Let's see if we read what Moses said in the book of Daniel chapter 3. We're going to see what Moses said that we can read. Brother Micaiah. We go on to the book of Daniel and see what did Moses say when he was on the clock. And that's why they read the book of what Moses said, and that's why they made that decision. Let's see what we can read out of Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. 16 through 18. What does it say that we can read?
Okay, going to the book of Daniel, chapter 3, going to verse 16 and verse 17. Daniel chapter 3.
And 18. 16, 17, and 18. Brother Makai Israel, getting that microphone, you kind of sound a little low, and bring your A game with 16, 17, 18.
Okay, Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. Verse 16 reads, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Verse 17, if it be so, our Yahuwah, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Verse 18. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your Yahuwah, nor worship the golden image which you have set up.
So you can't set up nothing for me. No. Hey, you can't set up nothing for me. No. Now to come down to the Creator, you can't set up nothing for me. No. I ain't in it. Let me take care of Yahuwah's business, and after Yahuwah's business, I find out what you own. But I ain't kept it after you. Creature, I ain't kept it to answer you. When it come down to Yahuwah's business, just get that out the way first. Then we'll take care of what creatures got on the table. Huh? That's how you supposed to roll. Moses was on the clock, and that's how you supposed to roll. See? That's how you supposed to roll. Let's Mother E, give me St. John chapter 11, verse 50 down to verse 52. See, you got to watch all these things. Remember one thing, the creature, don't let no creature separate you from the love of you some Yahuwah. And the faith and love of Yahuwah in Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, saying, faith was working by love, and love is keeping that Torah instruction. It ain't no greater love than keeping Yahuwah's Torah instruction, especially when it's hot and heavy when the heat is on. Creature ain't got nothing to say. No creature. You ain't got nothing to say now until Yahuwah's business is out the way. Then I'm all ears to hear you, creature. St. John, chapter 11, Mother E, what can we read in verse 50 down to verse 52?
Book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 50 to 52. Verse 50. Nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation has not its want. And this speaks he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Yahweh's son should die for the nation. Verse 52. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of Yahuwah that were scattered abroad.
Ain't that something? Well, I'll tell you one thing. If this book don't tell a story, you know, I don't know what to tell you. So the one that is scattered abroad, Mother E, who can we read in James 1:1, if the children that scattered abroad, which is the children of Yahuwah that scattered abroad, who can we read out of James 1:1 that seals the deal that we can read? So this message for the children of Israel that scattered abroad, don't let no creature separate you from the love of Yahuwah. And the love of Yahuwah is keeping the order of the Torah instruction. You lose. A little creature do it to you. Do you lose? So then, so now, but when you lose, Yahuwah gives you the running room of Brother Titus and Baruch 428. He gives you some running room. Hey, Brother Titus. He gives you the running room in Baruch chapter 4, verse 28. What kind of running room would he give you?
The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. For as it was, your mind to go astray from Yahuwah. So being returned, teach him 10 times more.
Hey, that's it. See that? So now you got to put on your roller skates with the rockets on the back of it now. Now you got to put on roller skates and put a little rocket on the back of it. You got to think about how many times?
10 times. 10 times more.
Excellent. All right, Mother Dear Israel, I hear you now. If you're going to bring it out. Put some air in it now. Don't be doing no mumbling over there. Bring some air in it. If you're going to bring it out, bring it out. That's right.
10 times more.
So now you got to think about how many times that Mother eats. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11, because a lot of people make a lot of statements, and we won't see can we run this down in writing. And Brother Micaiah, I want you to have me some out there and get your business Paul kind of waiting on me a little bit. I want to make sure we're clear about something that we can read. What it say in Deuteronomy chapter 18, 11 to 13? What can we read out of the heavenly tablets called first five books, Deuteronomy 18, verse 11 and 13. What can we read? Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy of the first five books, Torah instruction, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11 through 13. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11 reads, or a charmer, or a counselor, a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. Verse 12, for all that do these things are an abomination to Yahuwah. And because of these abominations, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, do drive them out from before you. Verse 13. You should be perfect with Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
So he said, what that supposed to mean that, Brother Micaiah, bring up that definition. It talks about you should not be one of these. And this right here, we don't let Brother Micaiah bring out this word, what this word means. Because sometimes you might hear somebody saying that what they own, they got the power to do so. So what is Master Order? We want to find out something, what that word means. And Yahuwah said you should not do these things because if you do, it's an abomination to him. Because you got some people who would take credit to being one of these type of person. Well, we know a person can be this person. We know what this person is. And let's see what that word means that we can read. Brother Micaiah, take your time and get in that microphone. Over 400,000 plus want to hear exactly what Yahuwah said don't do, because if you do that, in his eyesight, you're abomination to him. Bring it out. Come on. Brother Micaiah? Now, we still don't have long enough for you to be ready to kind of deliver me a knockout blow on what word that we want you to, for the national audience, and saying, if you one of these type of person, you abomination to Yahuwah. So now we want you to come behind me in grand style with the hit what Brother Titus just got through reading. You on the clock, come on.
Okay, I'm trying to make sure I'm following you right there. Let me read that Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 12.
Yes, sir.
It's 11.
Okay.
Well, hold that point. Let Brother Titus start all over again, and then we staying growing. Let's come on back, Brother Titus, and come on back with Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11, down to verse 13. Now bring it again, and Brother Micaiah, be prepared to give me what we need, although we know what we need, but it's all about enlightening national audience what Yahuwah don't like. 18, 11, and 13, bring it again. Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 11 to 13. Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. Verse 12.
Excellent.
For all that do.
Right there. So that was Now, if you, any one of them above, now what did Yahuwah say? If any of them fit you, now, read another verse.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 12. For all that do these things are an abomination to Yahuwah. And because of these abominations, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, do drive them out from before you.
So he said, now, if any of them titles right there that you are part of, in the eyes of Yahuwah, Brother Titus, what are you all in the eyes of Yahuwah?
Abomination to Yahuwah.
All right. Now let's take this word, Master, Brother Micaiah, and let's see what that word means. For this national audience can be clear what this word means. Come on. Now, I'm having a big problem with old Bud McKay. He ain't hammering home fast enough, so we're going to skip that and put that to the side for another time because he's not pumping that quick enough for me. Moses, we're going to Leviticus chapter 28, verse 27. Huh?
Now, my phone was on mute. I had to mute it. I thought my phone was going. Okay, abomination. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 12, 18, verse 12. For all that do these things are abomination to Yahuwah. And because of these abominations
all that
to Yahuwah.
Well, hold on, Brother Mackay. We out on the left field and you on the right field. So hold that up. Now, that ain't what I'm talking about. I had a word, a specific word. I want a definition on it right away. We'll put it to the side for right now. And we'll come back out on that on another lesson. But I'll tell you what the word means. If anybody say they talk to the dead, that would call talking to the dead. We just want to act like we were surprised about this word coming out this semester. So if anybody said they spoke to somebody dead, he said that's an abomination to Yahuwah. Ain't nobody spoke to nobody dead. And so Yahuwah will tell you right there and there, because you got some people say, well, you know, this certain person died and they came back and told me something. And Yahuwah said, yeah, and you do your abomination to me. So only way a dead person can talk, somebody else got to step up in there and made it happen. And we'll get a case in point. Who got the power to make a dead person do some talking? Let's go to 1 Samuel there, Mother E. We're going to 1 Samuel. We're going to look at the 28th chapter. Let's see. It was a strategy going on for the king. Time was at hand. And his time was at hand. So now he was getting wishy-washy everywhere. And we'll find what the king said, Saul said in 28 chapter, verse number 1. Let's see how he's talking that we can read in the 28 chapter, verse number 1. Let's read down to around about 7 or 8, Mother E. Let's see what we can get out of this. Come on.
First Samuel, chapter 28, verse 1. Verse 1, and it comes to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armor together to warfare to fight with Israel. And Achar said unto David, know thus assure that thyself...
Hold on a minute, mother. Mother E, what you read? Now
you said First Samuel 28.
Okay, skip down to verse number 3.
Let's pick up verse three.
Samuel
chapter 28, verse 3. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had languished him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the whippers out of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched and shoot to name. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. Verse 5. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his mind greatly trembled. Verse 6. And when Saul inquired of Yahweh The Yahweh answered him, not, neither by dream, nor by Uriah, nor by seal. Verse 7. Then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit.
Endor.
Okay, at Endor. Hold that point right there. Now, what did Brother Titus just got through reading out of 18, verse 11? Read that again. What he just got through reading 18, verse 11, Brother Titus? What are you reading 18, verse 11 again, Deuteronomy?
Yes, sir. Deuteronomy, back to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11. Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
Go ahead. What about him? Next verse.
12. For all that do these things are an abomination to Yahweh. And because of these abominations, Yahweh, your Yahweh, do drive them out from before you.
Now, what did Saul say he was free to do? He said, look here, I can't get no answer from the seer. See, he stuck on stupid in his mind. I can't get no yawn. I can't get no dream. I can't. Yahweh ain't dealing with me no more. So I'm in bad shape now. See that? See, you get to a point that Yahweh will stop dealing with you. And you'll know when you start thumbing around this thing. When you keep on that transgressing sin against Yahweh, he'll stop dealing with you. Same thing happened to him. He said, the Philistines, they ran me out, and they all old men. And Samuel the seer, he dead now. And now I'm in bad shape. So see, can you go find a woman got a familiar spirit that can bring back the dead? Now you see that seer right here? And you got people, you go spend your money right now. You go find somebody that can tell you about some old dead auntie somewhere, a uncle somewhere that they can bring them back up and tell me what you need to know. See that? And Yahweh don't deal with that. And that's what we do all day long. Somebody dead, you listen. I keep telling you some good stuff about that you got to pay attention. That don't work in the eyes of Yahweh. So now he want a familiar spirit to come tell them something about the dead. And Yahweh said, we'll read a little bit more since it's very interesting to read a little bit more of this right here. And let's see what happened to this in 8 down to verse number 10. Let's read 8 down to verse 10 and Mother D of Israel pick it up at 11 down to verse 16. Then Brother Micaiah, I'm gonna be looking for you to bring out me something about, but see, we got to know these things. I mean, you got to be in position to know these things, that when this thing happens, you got to be able to tell them, listen, some good stuff. Let's find out what we can read by Brother Titus stretching out a little bit, and Mother's going to pick it up, and I'm going to catch Brother Micaiah over there in the vision of Paul for a minute, in a minute after we get to do a little reading. Come on, Brother Titus, do some reading down to from 8. Down to verse number 11, and Mother D of Israel pick up at 12 through 16. 8 through 11, and Mother D of Israel pick up at 12 down to verse number 16. Come on.
First Samuel chapter 28, verse 8 through 11. First Samuel chapter 28, verse 8. And Saul disguised himself and put on another ring. And he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray you, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I should name unto you. Verse 9. And the woman said unto him, behold, you know what Saul had done, how he had cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the witches out of the land. Wherefore, we advise you a snare for my life, to cause me to die. Verse 10, and Saul swear to her by Yahweh, saying, as Yahweh lives, there shall no punishment happen to you for this thing. Verse 11, then said the woman, who shall I bring up unto you? And he said, bring me up Samuel.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah. So you, now you see, that's what I'm saying. When you violate against Yahweh, you slip down, you get further and further. That's why you now, when you violate against Yahweh, you got to do what again on Baruch 4:28? But Titus, before Mother check out the 12 through 18, what you got to do now?
Baruch chapter 4, verse 28.
And Baruch 4:28.
For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so be in return. Seek him 10 times more.
You see what you got to do? Now you got to have dynamite on the back of your skates and lit. Hey, that's all you got to. You see what you put yourself, you see how you put yourself in this kind of situation? All you got to do is look at the Bible and say, look here. No, the Bible says, look here. Hey, creature. Ain't no creature going to get me out from the way of serving the Creator. Well, he ain't going to do that. Nope. Because if he do, I got to seek him how many times?
10 times.
10 times more.
That's your man, Mother. Now, Mother, come on back to verse 12 down to verse 16. Let's see what we can get out of this 12 down to verse 16. Listen to this. My back
first
off. Same book. Yeah, 12 down to verse 16. Let's see if we can get a little bit more out of this story. It might be very interesting. It might help somebody around this national audience understand something. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When you violate against Yahweh, you got to seek him how many times, Mo D.F. Israel?
10 times more.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
1 Samuel chapter 28, verses 12 and 16, verse 12. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. Verse 13. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw Yahweh ascending out of the earth. Verse 4. And he said unto her.
Hold that point. You see all that's going on? Brother Micaiah, give me 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 through 12. Well, what's really going on, Brother Micaiah? What's really going on in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 10 through 12? What's in this conversation, what can we read that's going on that we can read?
2 Thessalonians, verses 10 through 12. Verse 10 reads, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. And for this cause, Yahweh should send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Yeah. So, Samuel, well, you already know the instruction that don't work. But since he hell-bent on hearing a lie, what did Yahweh just do for him?
Gave him a strong delusion.
Excellent. extra mother did of Israel, gave him what you, sometimes Yahweh will give you, if you really think in the name of Jesus, your Lord and Christ, you got something coming, he'll help work it. He'll help work it for you, what you believe in. Is that what you want? He'll told you already, our mother, hey, Mother E, what he say already that we can read 116 verse 13 of Psalm? Mother E, what he say that we can read?
116:13.
What he say that we can read, Mother, that we can read?
Okay. 116:13. Okay, let me get that.
Yeah. What do you say that we can read?
Yes, yes. 116.
Uh-huh.
Verse 13.
Yeah, verse 13. What do you say that we can read?
116, verse 13. I would take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
I will take the cup of salvation and I call upon the name of Yahweh. How many letters is that, Yahweh, Mother Eve? How many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
What do Acts 4:12 say behind that? What do Acts 4:12 say, Mother? What does it say behind that, Mother Eve? Acts 4, verse 12.
Okay. Acts chapter
and Brother Micaiah, what do you got, Brother Micaiah? And give me a first Enoch chapter 47 down to verse 10, then swing right down to first Enoch chapter 41, verse 1 and 2. Come on, Mother. 4:12.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Now you see that? Now we read, ain't but one name gonna get you salvation. And they getting all they being saved through name called Lord God Jesus Christ. Now you see what they do? Right before your eyes, they all down there. They all down there falling all on the knees for Jesus. Whether it's white man Jesus or black man Jesus. All that is from Satan the devil. Therefore, yeah. How many men going to get your salvation now, Mother? E?
One name.
Huh?
All the men going to get
your
salvation.
How many names?
One name.
One name.
Yeah, what?
One name. Yeah, go to 42 verse 8 of Isaiah, Mother. Give me another one and 42 verse 8. Because we watch the dog and pony show all the time. And we see what they be doing, but they don't line up with this Bible saying. Because he told the seer in 42 verse 8, he made it plain to the seer in 42 verse 8. What did he say we can read in Isaiah 42 verse 8, Mother?
Okay. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. I am the Yahweh. That is my name. And my honor
yeah,
will
what
I
read
not.
In 42, verse 8 of Isaiah.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 8. I am the Yahweh. That is my name. And my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven image.
You hear the man saying, and we watch the best of them, tomorrow all the blessings you get in Jesus. And he told the seer that it ain't going on, seer. You be clear, you tell them that it ain't going on. But if you want that delusion that's happening, then we'll turn Satan loose on you. Because one thing we know Yahweh would do in Amos 3, verse 7, Mother E, We know Yahweh is good for one thing, and Mother Dear of Israel had me 3:15 of the book of Exodus waiting on me. Exodus 3:15, you come right behind Mother, behind this. Come on.
Amos 3, verse 12.
Yes.
Okay. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servant, the seer.
Is that it? So he told Isaiah that it ain't going on like that. It don't work like that. If you ain't got my name right, you ain't dealing with me. You're dealing with somebody else, and that's the opposite of me. And that's Satan the devil. It's plain as day. That mother, the of Israel, came behind it and seen what Isaiah pulled at from in 3:15. And what can we read in 3:15 that we can read? Mother, the of Israel, bring it.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
Now you see that? So when we read the Bible and hear the stories, the horror stories they tell about how Jesus healed my hip, and Jesus did this for me. Black man Jesus, white man Jesus. And I'm looking at the Bible and say, wait a minute. It ain't lining up. I mean, by other things, Yahweh will put that delusion on you. He's telling you, okay, you don't want to believe him. He'll send his man to you to give you a strong delusion. Is that what you want to believe? Satan in the blessing business, he told you in the blessing business. Now, I got to pull a rabbit out of that behind that. Brother Titus, let's see if
yes,
Satan in the blessing business. We want to see in the Matthew chapter 4, can we read that Satan is also in the blessing? We want to see, can we read that out of the scripture in Matthew chapter 4? We're going to find out if Satan in the blessing business also. Let's see what he says that we can read in Matthew 4, verse 8 down to verse 10. Backed up with Luke 4:4, 5-7. We're going to Luke after this. Let's see, is Satan in the blessed business that can heal you temporarily? We're going to Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 down to verse 10. What it reads?
The book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 reads, again, Satan, taking him up, and said, see thee have mouth, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the greatness of it. Verse 9, and said unto him, all these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Verse 10, then said Yahweh the Son unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship Yahweh, your Yahweh, and him only shall you serve. Luke.
Now
Brother
go
Luke.
To Luke chapter 4, 5 through 7.
Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. Luke chapter 4, verse 5. Luke chapter 4, verse 5 reads, and Satan the devil, taking him up unto a high mountain, and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Verse 6, and Satan said unto him, all this power will I give you, and the greatness of it, but that it is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will, I give it. Verse 7, if you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours.
So see that? So you see what Satan said? Satan said, what you say your hip is hurting you? What you hurting you? Your knee? Okay. Are you you want to worship me? Yeah, hours, I hear your knee, I hear your hip. I do all that. That power is given to me on the one that don't want to believe the truth. So I'm in the healing business. But Brother Makai Red, you're going to be damned. If you think because you got healed by Jesus Christ, our Lord, your Lord, in fact, you got healed by it, that ain't number a temporary thing. Yahweh going to burn you in the fire because that's not the name. Because there it is right there. So now if you want to believe that, well, you know, I came in a wheelchair and I ran up out of there. Okay, good. Say he can make you run up out of there. Temporarily. Well, I know my knee was hurting. It ain't hurt no more. Yeah. That's right. Temporarily. Because he made it plain, Brother Micaiah, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. He made it plain. Did we hear what he said? Do you hear what the man saying in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3? What he said we can read, Brother Micaiah?
To the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. We got that verse 3. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, "And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you know it not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh do man live."
You see that? And Yahweh told you what to do and what not to do. So you live. So, but if you want to believe a lie, he'll help work a lie. But he tell you in Titus 1 verse 2 there, Brother Micaiah. Can you help me out? He said in Titus 1 verse 2. What can we read in Titus 1, verse 2 that the Almighty say that we can read?
It's a book of Titus. Picking up in chapter 1, we want verse 2. Book of Titus. Chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2 reads. Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, "In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, they cannot lie, promised before the world began."
You know what happened.
We'll read that Titus one more time. It still gets time. Get back. Keep the show going. The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, "In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh, that cannot lie, promise before the world began." Okay. Let's just go It takes some time to get on in.
Is Brother Titus still on that as well?
I'm here. I'm here, Mother D.F. Israel.
Okay.
Well, we go do it, Brother Titus. We're going to keep it going until we still get here. Let's get a precept going on that. Get a precept going. And Titus 1, 2. But we get a precept about Titus 1, 2.
And number 23.
Mm-hmm.
And number 23. And you pull that from number 23. 19.
Oh, bring that on out, Brother Titus.
All right, number 23, 19. Yes, sir.
He said, bring it up.
All right, the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19.
Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said? And should he not do it? Or if he has spoken, should he not make it good?
So Yahweh just said, he's not a man that he should lie. He said, he's spoken, he should do it. You got to keep in mind that Yahweh also is, Mother G, you can bring that Malachi chapter 4, verse 4. Matter of fact, no, Mother G. Give me that, can you hear me real clearly, Mother G?
I can hear you, but I hear something else saying something, too.
Yeah. we're gonna meet you on over there. Brother Tiny, get warmed up. We're gonna be ping ponging right now until we get the tip back. I know he had a few scriptures he was holding over there. He had me holding, but I don't know which direction he's going, so we're gonna touch on them.
Yeah,
the
first Enoch
41, 1-2. Yeah, we're going to hold them for when the spirit come back. And we just go ping pong on the board and see how what Yahweh got for. What you reading over there, Mother E, what you holding over there?
You said Malachi 3, verse 6.
Yeah, give me Malachi chapter 3, verse 6.
Okay. The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Yahweh, I change not. Mm-hmm. Therefore, ye sons of Israel are not consumed.
Mm-hmm. He said, you sons of Israel. He said, you sons of Israel is not consumed. But it was something that I heard. They had pointed out something about Seek over there in Baruch chapter what was that Baruch chapter, what do you call it? Was that chapter 4, verse 28? Somewhere over there?
Yeah, Seek of 10 times. Seek of 10
times. All right, Mother East, it's you over there in that Malachi, right? Swing on over there to that Malachi chapter 2, verse 7. You know, when we do some Seek of Yahweh 10 times more, you know, let's see what he had to say about some Seek going on over there. Malachi chapter 2, verse 7.
The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7. For the priests live to keep knowledge, and they should see the Torah instruction at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Yahweh of hosts.
Yahweh. So, you know, he said you got to speak the Torah instructions of Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, since we know we got some things getting ready to come up, Brother Tyus, we go bring y'all in and just touch something on the feet and get something going on. So what did he say over there? He say seek the law, right?
Yeah.
He told us to seek the law. So what's all going on over there in the law that we need to seek that's getting ready to come up, that we need to put on the table? And I think Mother E, this would be a fine time. Is Mother Z, are you with us, Mother Z?
Yes.
Okay, I think this would be a good time for, and Yahweh bless you, Mother Z. Israel, the seed, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh be with you, teaching us how you Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, right now we just got some interference from Project WTC playing on the shit line like the bass, you know. So we what we're going to do is, I know the shit had said you have something that he wants you to bring in. So while he getting all warmed up and probably taking care of some business right now, it'd be a good time you let the national audience know what we got to get ready to come up this week. He's all warmed up and ready to go. And you need a few more seconds, let me know, then we can go ahead and start touching on that feet.
I'll go ahead and do it, teach him us how you.
Okay, hallelujah, Yahweh.
I'm going to start reading at Leviticus 23, because he are telling us about his feast days. I'm going to read 1, 2, and 3. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, said, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous convocation. Even these are my feasts.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 32. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, righteous gathering. Do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings. And verse 4:2,
These are the feasts of the Yahweh, even righteous gathering, which ye shall proclaim in the in their season. And I'm going to go down to verse 14.
Okay.
And Leviticus 23, 14, 15, maybe through 17. And ye shall eat no, and ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that ye had brought an offering unto your Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation in all your dwelling. Verse 15. And ye shall count unto you from tomorrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye bought the sickle, the shelf of the wave,
wave offering.
7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Verse 16, even unto tomorrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Yahweh. Verse 16, ye shall bring out of your habitation two tent deer. They shall be the first flower that shall be fine flower. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruit unto the Yahweh. And I'm going to skip and go down to verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel and say, in the same month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial. Well, that is talking about glory.
How about you go to read Deuteronomy 16:16? I'm piggybacking with that one.
I got Deuteronomy 16:8-14, through 17.
And would you go throw in the Deuteronomy? Just throw the 16 with it.
Whatever
you was gonna do with Deuteronomy, just slide that 16:16 in there. Yo, son, mother, you doing real good, Linda. National Honors know what we got coming up.
You
what we can read. You on the clock, mother.
Deuteronomy, you want me to do 16? You want me to put 16:8-9 and let me see. Deuteronomy 16. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you got. Just when you get done, drop that verse 16 in with it.
Okay. In Deuteronomy, I was going to read Deuteronomy 16, starting at verse 8. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day shall be a solemn ceremony unto the Yahweh, their Yahweh. Thou shalt do no work therein. Verse 9. 7 weeks shall thus number unto the beginning to number the 7 weeks of from the time as thus begin to put the sickle to the corn. Verse 10. And thus shall and you shall keep the feast of weeks unto the Yahuwah, with a tribute of a free will offering from the hand which you shall give unto the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, according as the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, have blessed you. Verse 11. And you shall rejoice before the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, thou and thy sons and thy daughters and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levites that is within thy gates and the stranger and the fatherless and the widows that are among you in the place which the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, have chosen to place his name there. And so you say put 16 in there too. And put 16 in there. Three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, in the place which he has chosen in the feast of unleavened bread and in the feast of weeks and in the feast of tabernacle, and they shall not appear before the Yahuwah empty. Okay, so this is talking about the feast that's coming up Thursday, I believe it's the 9th, when the sun goes down, which is going to be the 10th day for us. And we are going to have a gathering, and we're going to, I guess we're going to have a class, and we're going to eat, and we're supposed to wear white. And all of the six camps of Israel know that it would be a high day. And that's about all I have to say about it. And we're supposed to have on our white garments with fringes on it.
Hallelujah, my mother. Hallelujah, my.
And this is the Feast of Weeks.
Mm-hmm. All right. The mother addressing that's the artist. Must be. Okay, and we got, we're going to bring in our elder Tears and let him get his remarks for the closing of the day. Elder Tears, you're on the clock.
Okay, once again, I'd like to thank you, Brother Makai, for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast, because we covered some very excruciating topics. And in the beginning, my open comment, I did mention about, somebody mentioned to me that the Bible was nothing but different men's opinions. Well, we covered that pretty seriously, using the words from the Bible. It's very serious that people come up with these doggone statements that you have to properly address them. And how you address them, you have to remember there are other people listening to what you say. It's easier, I should say, for the deceptor, the person who's given the conscientious statements against what you're saying and against the Bible, it's easier for them to get their point across than it is for you to get righteousness, because they'll be more inclined to listen to Psalms 55:21, somebody that talks smooth words, but leading them into deception. It mentioned that about the blind leading the blind also in the book of Matthew and again in the book of Luke. And that is a false prophet type scripture, leading the people to deception, and everybody will fall into a pit. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, confusion, loud bump the gums. And welcome and thanking all of you for attending our live broadcast once again about the words of Yahuwah, connecting the books your health and foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, as was just mentioned, the Feast of Weeks. We do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek. You have to look no further now. You found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gaza. The times are open unto you is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, to remind you, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and the offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, all your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. On this note, as I said before, a man of wisdom asked me about tithes and offerings, and we discussed that he did give me verses in the Sirach, the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. And once again, with proper guidance, I was given verses in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. This should be pretty interesting for those that take notes. And a precept to that was in 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 15. 15 says, thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gifts. Anyway, this is done to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also the donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And you'll find it mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. All this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh. Also, we're building a school, which is very well needed with the deception and bad teaching going around today. A banquet hall, radio station, and of course land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. That those young lions are out there working on some of this land right now that we continue to speak of. Hallelujah. Also while there, we even have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you in tune with the feast days that we just mentioned, like the Feast of Weeks. It's good for you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself. They come to us throughout the year. We have a live program. Also, this is a feature only available during live broadcast time. Just enter Yahweh Radio Live and choose Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Also, this is good if you can't dial that number. You'll be able to tune in on your computer and pick up our live broadcast. Just click on the red live button on the computer as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We even have email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com for written opinions of the Bible description, and the other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects and related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on the scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But if you find yourself trying to call this number to teach, you will not receive a response at all. Remember I said before in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have a one counselor over 1,000. Imagine six cooks trying to make a cake. I don't know what the outcome would be. Also, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive that promptly. On another note, you see what happened with the seer just now? He's gone. Probably temporary, we hope. He's usually pretty busy. We ask not to send any emails or texts before or during broadcasts or afterwards. He's busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. Now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints are mingling in. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. But if you're calling this number trying to teach, you absolutely will not receive a response. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Our program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter the three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live, and look for the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program you are late logging into, or at that point, just pick any previous day that you would like to listen. So now, so we can continue with our broadcast and cover the scriptures that we were going through, we will turn our program back over to our up-and-coming teacher, Brother Micaiah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder. That was great. Thank you for letting us know what's going on in the broadcast. Yahuwah, bless you for that. We'll keep the ball game rolling. So we got just something to sign out. We know we got the feast days coming up, picking up on the night when the sun go down, making it a 10 for us. And let's see what Yahuwah had to say over there in the book of Exodus. And we're going to pick it up at chapter 31, Mother E. We'll pick it up at chapter 31.
The Exodus.
Mm-hmm. And verse, pick it up at verse 12.
31, 12.
Yes, ma'am. And then give me 13.
Okay. Chapter 31. Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 and verse 13. Exodus 31, 12. So the Yahuwah speaks as Moses saying. Verse 13. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly, thy Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Yahuwah that do sanctify you.
Yahuwah says that this is a sign between me and you, children of Israel. So we tell you to keep his Sabbath. So what we got coming up is another Sabbath day. We got to get ready coming up. And this is a sign between us and our Maker. So what he had to say, let's go over here to the book of Sirach. Mother Z. Say that, Mother Z, with me. You go on. So it's a rock. We'll pick it up at chapter 33. We'll pick it up at verse 7 down to 9. We'll take your time and bring that to rock chapter 33, verse 7 down to 9. Mm-hmm. And we got a feast getting ready to come up. We want to make sure that the national audience know what type of peace this is. You know, Mother D brought it, and she let the audience know that we have a peace of week getting ready to come up, and told us that we got to wear, let us know we got to wear these whites. We're going to find out where all this stuff written at inside of the side of the book, and what peace this is that's coming up. Brother, Brother Tidy, find me that hit I'm looking for about that precept to what we're about to get ready to read. I think it's somewhere over in Mark.
It's over in Mark.
Yeah, I think it's over in Mark. If it's not in Mark, I'm looking for my hit to come right behind.
Are you talking about the son of Seth? Something
that verse. Well, mother deep for the brain is on now, and you'll catch right there.
Okay. You said Sirach 33:7-9.
Ma'am.
Sirach chapter 33, verse 7, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm.
When do one day excel another when as all the light of every day in the year is of the born? Verse 8,
mm-hmm.
By the knowledge of the Yahuwah, there were
distinguished,
and he allowed seasons and feasts, feasts. Some of these have he made high days and hallowed them, and some of these have he made ordinary days.
Mm-hmm. Yahuwah says he some days he made hot days, some days he made ordinary days.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a feast of weeks that's coming up. And what did he say over there, Brother Titus, over there in John chapter 19, verse 31? Pull that up for me. He said he made some days hot days and some days ordinary days. So what day is this getting ready to come up that we can read, Brother Titus, in John chapter 19? We'll pick that verse 31 up.
All right, the book of John, chapter 19, verse 31 reads,
mm-hmm.
And Yahdah, therefore, Judah, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was in high day.
Okay, so that Sabbath day was a high day. So the Feast of Weeks that's getting ready to come up is a high Sabbath day, you know. And we got to keep these Sabbaths. We got to keep all the Sabbaths that Yahuwah want us to keep. You know, what did he say over there? Let's see the Sabbath. That's why the sun was doing this thing on the Sabbath day, keeping all the feasts, keep going to the temple. Doing some teaching. What we can read that at over there, Mother D.F. Israel, in Book of Mark. Pick it up at chapter 6 and give me verse 1 and verse 2.
Mark chapter
what,
6.
We want Mark chapter 6. Give us verse 1 and verse 2. No, we want to get a record and see how Yahuwah the Son was doing some things.
Mark chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Verse
mm-hmm.
1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his followers followed him. Verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the temple, and many hearing him were astonished, saying,
mm-hmm. So we don't. I want.
Okay.
I want that spot right there, Mother D.F. Israel, when they say that the Sabbath day came, he began to teach in the temple. See,
yeah.
That's why the son was going to the temple, even on the Sabbath day. He was recognized the Sabbath. That's why I wanted to point out that this is what Yahweh's son was doing. And he's better than our maker. But what did he have to say over there in the book of Luke, Mother E? Book of Luke chapter 4. And let's pick it up at at verse 15 and verse 16.
Okay,
and 17.
Luke chapter 4, verse 16 and 17.
Yeah, matter of fact, we're going to read Luke chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 15 down to 19.
Okay. Luke chapter 4, verses 15 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 4, verse 15. And he taught in their synagogue temple, being glorified of all, verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was,
what's his custom was, Mother?
He went into the synagogue
So he went into the temple on the Sabbath day. And what did he do?
And stood up for to read.
Mm-hmm. So when he went in, his custom was to go into the temple on the Sabbath day. And when he went in there, he stood up to read.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now, continue to read, Mother.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the seer Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18. The spirit of the Yahweh is upon me, because he has anointed me to teach the covenant to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken man.
Mm-hmm.
To teach deliverance to the captivity and recovering the sight to the blind.
Mm-hmm.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Mm-hmm.
19. To teach the acceptable year of Yahweh.
So he let you know that he came to the temple. This is his custom every time.
Right.
When he did come, let's swing over, Brother Titus. We're going back to that Leviticus. Matter of fact, no. We're going back to that Deuteronomy chapter 16. Other Z. Yeah, we're going to go over there. Meet me over there in 16. We're going to pick it up at 16. But before you give me that, I'm going to look at something. But Mother Z, give me Psalm 73. Give me Psalm 73 and give me that verse 16 and 17.
Let me see.
So Yahweh the son was going to the temple on the Sabbath day. So what make us what make us bigger and better that we can't go to the temple on the Sabbath day? But he made a profound statement over there. Mother D, give me that 1 Peter chapter 2 and pick it up at verse 20 and 21. 1 Peter, we want chapter 2. Give me 20 and 21 before Mother D read what she's going to read. Remember, Yahweh the son went to the temple. If he went, then he left us a statement over there out of the mouth of Peter, something he wants us to know. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. What you read, Mother D? Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy.
Oh, what you was talking to me? What you told me to read?
Oh, we're going to Mother D.F. Israel. We want Deuteronomy. I mean, not Deuteronomy. We want
Peter.
I already got away from me now.
First Peter.
First Peter chapter 2. We want verse 20 and 21.
First Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
First Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of Yahweh and Savior Yahweh the Son, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn.
Mother GF, look at that real carefully. We want 1 Peter. We want chapter 2. And we want verse 20, and we want verse 21.
That's what I'm reading.
That's 1 Peter?
Yeah.
We want 1 Peter, chapter 2.
What are we reading? 2 Peter?
No, nah, you're reading 1
Peter. Yeah. Okay, 1 Peter, chapter 2. That was 2 Peter. You're so right. I'm so sorry. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Verse 20. For what glory is it if when ye be buffed for your fault, ye shall take it patiently?
Mm-hmm.
But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with Yahweh. Verses 21.
What is that?
For even here unto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
Yahweh the Son left us an example that we should follow his steps. Keep it a deep day, keep it going, Sabbath days, going to the temple. Yahweh the Son, I'm putting the garments. Let's go and see who else was
Brother
had something to say. Huh?
Brother Micaiah, this is Elder Tia.
Yes.
Speaking on that Sabbath day, a lot of people, like you just read a verse, they wonder, why would Yahweh the Son do anything on a Sabbath day when it's already written what you should not do at any time? I don't know if you covered in the book of Matthew. Did we go to Matthew chapter 21 yet?
No, we didn't.
Okay, look at Matthew chapter 21. Who was reading? It was Mother who?
That was Mother G.F. Israel was just reading.
Okay, Mother G.F. Israel.
I was reading
Elder Tears. Okay, table that for right now, and we're looking at the Sabbath day, what gave Yahweh the Son the right to do these teachings and stuff on the Sabbath day. Where did he get that authority? Mother G.F., look at Matthew chapter 21 and read verses 23 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
See where this authority came from.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 23 to 24.
That's correct.
All right. Matthew 21:23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? Verse 24. And Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things.
Now see, right there, and that those two particular verses, it shows us that Yahuwah the Son had been given authority from Yahuwah the Father to do things that in his righteousness, in his eyesight, that he thought was correct. And who better to do it than Yahuwah the Son? So I'll pass the teaching back to you, Brother Makai. I just want to throw that in there to help out on those.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah is here. That's what I ever
said. Yahuwah.
The elders step in, the mother step in, the teacher step in when it's time to, and everybody do their part. Thank Yahuwah for our elder. Mother, Mother GF Israel, you can get your closing. We'll close on out. Everybody close.
Okay. All right. Let me see. I was trying to look up some stuff, but I'm going to go to this one, what I sing, the first one that I sing, since we're talking about the feast days. And in Malachi, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And this is to those that had their feast before time. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. If you will not hear, and you will not lay it to mind to give glory unto my name, says Yahuwah of hosts, I will even send curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to mind. Verse 3, behold, I will curse your seed and spread dung upon your face, even the dung of your Solomon's feast, and one shall take you away with it. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Having your own feast days, not Yahuwah. You got a curse.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. DF Israel. That's the mother, DF Israel, C. Roy, Traviat, Dr. Judah. You got Mother E. You're on your clothes, Mother E.
Okay. Let me get this. I will go read. Daniel chapter 2. A couple of verses. Okay, then this chapter 2. Let me get this. Then this chapter 2, verse 28. Psalms 100. He says,
make a job for the husband to the Yahweh, all ye land. Serve the Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with fame. Know he that the Yahweh, he hears Yahweh. It is he that has made us, and not we our prayer. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts.